This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
289.
Here we go again, a missing flight, Egypt Air Flight 804, disappearing from radar. What does it mean? How many people are on board? What they're saying is it's an Airbus A320. There have been some, it's believed to have been gone missing. There have been some erroneous reports out there about how many people on board, but it's believed to be from passengers' lists that it's 70-something, if you want to include the crew in that. So far, no word on what that's about. I mean, any details on what it's about other than it's missing from radar. Perfect time, Bob Ney, the former congressman, to join us from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, did you hear about this this Egyptian airplane missing? And it's like I said, it's like deja vu all over again.
Yes. I think, what, is there two Americans aboard?
Yes.
Right?
Mm. Yeah. Wow, huh?
Something off the screen.
I know every time I get on a plane, I've flown so much. And look, you fly to India. Hey, you've been to India a gazillion times. It's like you're best friends now with, I think, everybody that's important in India. So I'm thinking you take those long flights. You know, it's just what we live with, I guess.
Yeah, I know. And you have to just kind of get around it. I went through a period of time, actually a few years ago, where I would cancel flights. It kind of got ridiculous, and so I got past that. Not to India. I'm talking like probably 12 or 13 years ago.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. Hey, speaking of flying, and this is what I wanted to bring up at the top with you, again, because you fly a lot, the TSA line's incredible. I just had a friend coming out of O'Hare, 3 hours.
Yeah. Well, I used to be on a transportation committee, by the way, for 11 years. Don Young of Alaska was the chairman. And I used to take a notepad when I was in Congress and write names down. Mm-hmm. And I would talk to people and ask them, you know, what did they do to you? Because they've got to do their job. But there were so many ridiculous things that happened. They're short, you know, sometimes shorthanded, first of all. But on top of it, just crazy stuff. And I used to publicly wait till the director of transportation would come, you know, to be Bush's era mainly, and then berate them wherever they did something that was just, you know, just insane. I mean, they would belittle people and, you know, as I've recently traveled, I've seen it happen too, and plus long lines, and something has to give on it.
Yeah, something definitely has to give on it. Hey, speaking of giving, I guess Donald Trump was in the giving mood. They're talking about what his Supreme Court shortlist would be. Are you kidding me?
You know, Donald Trump, I think he has to remember he's technically in a general election now. And I know what he's trying to do, you know, for the conservatives, but also, beyond this, I don't know how much he has to continue to try to win a primary he's already won.
Exactly. So why not just give it a rest? And then the focus, like you said, is in the general. Here's the big question. Ellen Ratner, your pal of mine, talked about this last night. She says her belief is if Hillary Clinton gets the nomination, runs against Trump, Trump wins. Her belief, if Bernie Sanders gets those delegates away, those super delegates, gets the nomination in a surprise move, let's face it, he beats Donald Trump. What do you think?
Yes, I actually said this on your show probably, I think, about a month ago, that, you know, friends have taunted me over this. I've been saying it publicly everywhere. If it's Hillary Clinton, I think Trump beats her. If I had to bet, I would bet that would happen. If it's Bernie Sanders, it's a different story. It would be tougher for Trump to beat Bernie Sanders. And people say to me, you've got to be kidding. You take any issue, though, and you throw it out there that Hillary Clinton would throw Donald Trump, it's a wash. It's literally, and also, I mean, her campaign is dying by the day. It really is. And now there is a civil war within the campaign of Bernie Sanders versus the Democratic Party. And, you know, Harry Reid, I think, lit the fuse, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I mean, Harry Reid referred to Bernie using the word silly. He's won 20 states, Mr. Reid. That's not silly, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it is. It's just, the whole thing is crazy. Is this?
It is.
And you and I have talked about this, too, and I believe we're pretty much on the same page. And if you haven't friended Bob on Facebook yet, friend him. But I love the political banner, the things that are thrown out. I mean, there's nothing like this. We haven't seen anything like this, have we?
No. I have an eclectic group of a couple of thousand friends who are from every walk of life and extreme from one side to the other. So, you know, I'll post some things. But, you know, even beyond Facebook, I gave a speech today in Ohio, and I'm just telling you, it's like you take a shotgun when you ask an opinion, and you shoot it, and it's like shooting at a map, and it spreads all over the map. Everybody's everywhere. I've never seen anything like this in 42 years I've been working campaigns. But on top of it, these pundits keep talking. You know, they were talking today about Bernie dropping out. Forget it. I mean, this is... Take anything you knew as a norm in politics, and I think you and I agree on this, and wad it up and throw it in the waste can.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, you're absolutely right about that. But do you think now there's more pressure, or there'll be pressure on more Republicans to have to endorse Donald Trump?
Well, I think there's going to be extreme pressure with the Supreme Court. Again, I think Donald Trump has to watch because he's got to win a general election, so he needs to not go overboard as if he's trying to win a primary. So he's made some gestures. You know, he talked to Paul Ryan, but past this Supreme Court nominee, he needs to move on towards, you know, Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, and needs to not try to satisfy any. Either they're on board or they're not, but I think they will be. They're doing this. William Crystal is leading this ridiculous idea of a third party. That'll go away, too. I mean, what are they going to bring, Mitt Romney and run him?
What a brilliant idea, Mitt Romney. I think this time he wins.
Mittens. I call him on Bez, you know, on Facebook, I start out with Mittens. Mittens Romney. And I refer to the dog still. I can't help it. That's precious. Dog on top of the car.
It is. Hey, and speaking of name calling, what's the deal with Debbie Wasserman Schultz? They're saying that she's been throwing shade. Do you like that term? She's been throwing shade at Bernie Sanders. Do you think she has been?
I love some of the things Bernie... Oh, look, day one, Saturday night debates. They've got to be kidding themselves. She organized Saturday night debates the Saturday before Christmas. Guess who that benefits? Hillary Clinton. Then, of course, they picked committee chairs at the Democrat National Committee that actually loathed Bernie Sanders. Then, of course, there was Iowa. I don't see her yelling at the chair lady who, before the votes were in, banged the gavel and said Hillary Clinton won. Yes, there have been a string of things. The computers, sharing of money. And everybody within the political system knows that Debbie Wasserman Schultz has done everything for Hillary Clinton. Now she's kind of backing off because of the Civil War.
Exactly. Bob Ney, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Kate.
More on that missing flight on the flip side.
Our bad times and a makeshift story. I'm concerned in the dead that I feel. For it burns my opinions. My opinions. Opinions.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 All right. Thanks for hanging with me. Kate here on America Tonight. Yeah, that Egyptian flight had 69, now they're saying officially, from Paris to Cairo, just boom, vanishing off the radar. Frightening stuff, because, you know, where our heads are all going. And so far, at this point, there's very little known. I mean, it's just very little known. It was at 37,000 feet when it flew off of the radar, about 2:45 Cairo time. So 2:45 in the morning, if you check it out, as far as U.S. time, it would be 8:45 Eastern p.m. when that happened. And it was about 10 miles into Egyptian airspace when it just went missing. No indication what could have happened to the plane. They have search ops already going on all over the Mediterranean Sea. But a couple of Americans are supposedly on board this flight. A lot of different people are on board this flight, and especially coming out of Paris, and not anything really new to report on it. But again, it's scary when we hear this because of what we automatically think, where we went through all the rigmarole of the last flight missing, and boy, oh boy, it's just crazy stuff. Because you're thinking, I know what you're thinking. Somebody pulled this plane out, but there's no indication of that at this point, or somebody went rogue, as we saw that has happened before. At this point, we can speculate all we want. I've even reached out to some aviation pals I know, and we don't know. We don't have a great indication of it. They seem to think that if it was some kind of explosion or whatever, we would have already heard that. We would have already been aware of that. There would have been something that would have, you know, what's gone wrong? If there's something else to this, then necessarily, somebody targeted it and it was blown out of the sky, because we would have already, at this point, have heard something. All right, because I talked about the Zika virus. The House passed the bill to fund the virus. Remember, there's this big tug of war over how much dough do we need for the mosquitoes carrying the Zika virus and how many Americans are going to go to the Caribbean, get it, and push it on forward. So next, it has to, the Zika bill has to then be reconciled with a compromise Zika bill. The Senate passed on Tuesday, so that's, we're talking about $1.1 billion, about two-thirds of what the White House wanted at this point. That's what it's looking like, and it also doesn't look like there's any kind of compromise, any kind of clear path anyway. Ryan, the Speaker of the House, said that the bill helps protect people from the spread of Zika in the most dire or most direct way possible, and that they're going to work with the Senate to get the resources to the president's desk. Remember, the White House said, if we didn't, you know, $1.1 billion ain't doing it. $1.9 billion to fund this research and to counter the risk of the mosquito-borne virus, especially with pregnant women, is necessary. So they said, once you come out of the White House and say, listen, Congress, we're not going there with you. So we're telling you we're going to veto it, so go ahead, but we're going to veto it. And that's pretty much where we're at this point. It is scary, and it's very scary if you think about what's happened with pregnant women. And, you know, you could do whatever you could around your house and around your little area of the neighborhood, but let's face it, mosquitoes fly all over the place. Who knows who has what, who brings what back from the Caribbean, and that's the deal. We live in these open borders where you're traveling all over the place, and it's a real risk and a real possibility. If you've seen any of the horrific things that have happened in South America, you know exactly how dangerous, you know, this is. And I get it. It's so weird because the cockamamie things that we fund, and then we have this fight, we have this tug of war over specific dollars on the Zika. Here's what I would say. Just map the sucker out, right? Map it out so that it makes sense. Crazy. Every time I see mosquitoes, and I'm not a paranoid person, and I'm actually good about it, but we had people die in Dallas, which is where our satellite facility is, the last time around with West Nile, and especially if you've got older people, immune systems are down. Do you know if your immune system's down? How much sugar are you eating lately? Who knows? I mean, it's really crapshoot. We are all, so you know, I am holding your hand, peeps. We are all standing at the craps table these days in so many different ways with what's happening flowing out of Washington, D.C. Shut the spigot up. Please do it. Sally is listening to us in the great state of Washington. Hey, Sal.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on the Zika virus again, and I'm
basically
waiting the book that you're sending me.
I will send it. We have it. We have you in the chute to go out. Yes.
Anyway, I think it was really wise because Washington elites waste money. Therefore, I think it was really wise for them to only give a portion of the money to see if they need to give more later on. So be it. But this way they can make sure that it goes for what it's supposed to go for. You see what I mean? Than just giving them an open purse.
Right.
So that's how I feel about it. I think they did very wisely. They gave them just enough money. Let's see where it goes. If it gets bad, they can always give more later. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes. That's true. Absolutely. But I guess the problem is saying, okay, here's what I want to know. What are you specifically earmarking it for? Let's have that all laid out. If we lay out all these crazy things that are funded, how come we don't know more about that? That's part of the problem. If you're going to fight the fight, then you got to fight it with real ammunition.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
And then on the other thing is the flight. I just heard about it because I only have radio. But it makes me think about the flight. I think it was 370 that disappeared March 8, 2013.
Yeah.
And I was really into that because I love Sherlock Holmes. I love trying to solve mysteries. And I remember blogging a lot and saying, you know, what about that screen that he watched? You know, and they found out that he was practicing short runways and takeoffs.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's a lot of theories that there's an island out there that he could have landed the people with. And you heard all the stories after that, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's so sad for the people that had family on the plane. I mean, they were just distraught, and they would get teased that they thought they found something in Australia, and they really messed up the investigation and the
really,
whole thing.
Yeah, it was hard. And two, I remember there was a person, one eyewitness, and I thinking like trying to think like Sherlock Holmes, which I love, you know. His stories is. There was one witness that over the Maldives Islands that said that they saw a plane go over early in the morning. And it's like, did they really check that story out? But anyway, this one, people have been talking on and on about the airports in a long time. You started out your show talking about that.
Yeah.
There's chatter on the airways, I'll just say. There's chatter that four of our major airports, Minneapolis, LAX, what's the other one, SeaTac, which one am I leaving out? An O'Hare.
O'Hare's
why,
bad.
That's why. And it's something before the election. That's what there's chatter. So they have to beef up security. We don't want another 9/11.
Right. Oh, yeah. It has to do with that. Like, what do we do? How are we stopping anything that's coming through? What is it? You know, what are we ready for? You're right about that. And then plus what's being said is it's summertime, but listen, I've flown in the summer and it hasn't been like that. I know that there's more.
Yeah, I agree. There's more than what, you know, they tell you. Sometimes they tell you too much, and then other times they just act like your children. You can't handle the news.
We can handle it, Sally. We can handle it, definitely. Thank you for the call. Awesomeness. She's right. She made some good points. And the TSA lines, I just flew, what was it, a couple weeks ago, and it was a piece of cake. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So now, one of the things that's being discussed, and of course, we've talked about this with many people on this show, what about privatizing airport security? Wouldn't there be, what if we paid? I've said this before, listen, if we're so concerned about another 9/11, about what a weapon a plane still can be, and we know because people have snuck weapons on to prove the point, you know, through the TSA lines, then you do pay the top dollar, you do pay a little better money and get the ex-cops and the detectives and other people who know what they're looking for. Then we get into the tug of war over, are we profiling, which I say, obviously that's being done, whether anyone wants to admit that or not. You know, all this complaining, it is not just about summer travel, my friends. Pack your patience, though, if you're hitting one of the big airports, even some of the feeder airports. Yo, I'll meet you in a few.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Cause I never wanna blend in. You gotta mix it up. Message trending. Right about now you get the vibes down.
Yeah, what's trending? It's all about what's happening in the 140 character world. Don't we know that? And let me tell you, there most of what is trending, what's happening is the reaction to naturally what has gone on with this missing flight and the theories that abound as to, you know, where it is and the relationship to other missing flights and whatnot. And then, of course, the other big thing is to get a little payback. Last year's NBA champs, the Golden State Warriors, who lost the first game out of the chute in the Western Conference Finals to Oklahoma City, drew back and bit hard. Andy Richter, you know him, late night dude, comedian, says, guys, gonna need an hour to myself. Episode of California Gold. Interrupting the game, I suppose. And then RW says, Durant is sizzling, but Westbrook forces shots on three straight possessions. His athleticism is superior. His basketball IQ remains minuscule. Ooh, what a slap. Let's see. Also thrown into the middle of this was, I had a couple of good things. How about this? Because lately we have seen that we've said goodbye to a few big people. This one is from RJ, who says, let me guess, it's like Deadpool the movie. You know, things come now, not in threes, but in a six-pack sometimes. And I'm thinking, six-pack, let's not do a Deadpool of six-packs. By the way, Deadpool the movie, as a sidebar, since we do our cheap movie review in our next show, pretty darn good. I'm almost through it. I just had the end. I missed the end. I just have to check out the end, but it's really, really good. How about this? Dinesh D'Souza, remember him, author, did a movie about Obama. He says, some of our guys are preparing to stand on principle while the other side is preparing for a gang fight. Because, of course, politics trumps all, right? Always. It's about the politics of the day, and it's the same old thing. Tea Party Patriots tweeted this out. Obama's trying to bully the Senate into confirming Merrick Garland to ensure a liberal majority. Hashtag SCOTUS. Okay. Then this one from TD, who says those who dislike Trump are learning from him and feel nasty, outlandish comments are very, very cool now. 2016 is about criticizing and imitating. Oh, there might be something to that, huh? Let's see. I got to leave you with a funny one. Family Guy game, you know, the whole Family Guy thing. And it says, play the hilarious new game from the writer. And you could not believe how many people tweeted that sucker out. That's when you know you have something, when all you have to do is say, hey, my name's Kate, I got a new America Tonight app for you. It'll take you up hills and valleys and all the way away from Washington. And then millions of people tweet it out. You don't even have to be that... You don't even have to be that clever. Let's see, I'm going to give you another one. There's so much trending. See, this is, I do this actually live because tweets are happening constantly. And if I grab tweets from earlier, which there are clever ones, and I could do that, and I have done that, then you miss out on some of the really good stuff that happens because you're too busy with the old stuff. So let me give you another one. All right, how about this one? This one is from Stephen C. He says, what the heck? What's the deal with the Thunder and the Hoop? They can't seem to find it. They'd have better luck at horseshoes. Woo, better luck at horseshoes. By the way, that series is tied now at one apiece. So have no fear. I think it's going to be interesting down to the end. By the way, if you want to throw in your two cents in any of the nonsense we're talking about, like your theory, got a good conspiracy for us about the TSA lines and how long they are? I said it earlier. Why not privatize it, or why not get better people who are screening? For goodness sake, they are still advertising on pizza boxes in Washington, D.C. for TSA employees. And then you go through the line, and you still have to do the old Macarena, throw your shoes here, do this, do that. And everybody gets the shakedown. But really, are we the people that are going to go in with weapons or anything else? Meaning, what is really happening at the airports as far as screening processes, when what happens usually is somebody's an employee, a temporary one, or they get a pass from an employee, or they find their way in the bowels of an airport. And I think that's the scarier proposition, is there doesn't seem to be any airtight way to ensure what's going on with employees. I think airports need to be much more careful about that. All right, let's go out to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Good evening. I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Next time we have a Muslim attack, let's just kick out all the Muslims in this country, and we won't have to do the airport thing, and all those people can go on unemployment.
You're so bad. All right, so riddle me this. You know, Donald Trump jumped out and said that, okay, no more Muslims. Remember, he was talking about coming into the country. If he becomes president and he steps away from that, will you be disappointed?
Very, very. We have an over in we are not having refugees coming here. This is an invasion. It's planned. It's doing the same thing in Europe. Sweden's going to lose this country. And Norway is going to be in the same situation. Any of these European countries that have taken in these Muslims are going to rule the day. You have to have guns carrying nowadays to keep you from being raped in Germany. You have to go in pairs and threes and fours to keep the Muslims from raping your women. This is the stuff that they're going to keep having as long as they keep letting these slime balls in. Kick them all out. Send them back to the little sand nest and say, hey, you either stay there and be cool, or we're going to whack your, you know what. Now on the routine.
So brutal. So
now on the routine of Obama wanting to do this special little sex thing where some little guy can go into a girl's bathroom or a young girl will be in the bathroom and all of a sudden some guy thinks he's a woman for a day, he can go in there. This is a crock of bull. If you got an outie, you go to the boys' room. If you got an innie, you go to the girls' room. That's all there is to it. And I don't care how confused you are, the rest of us don't need to be inconvenienced because you want to play King Barack Obama. As far as I'm concerned, the day that man leaves office, I will throw a party.
I bet you will. And you're going to call us and tell us what's on the menu, Dan. Okay, so you heard what Dan said. Obviously, there's the bathroom issue with Title IX is huge. We know we talked the other day about that, and I've gotten a lot of emails over it, in fact, and you can also call the show, jump on the digits, 855-266-5283. They're talking about high schools at this point saying about the bullying and whatnot, and so here's the thing, and this is the email. The email was really 50-50. Got this one from Jake, who said, you know what, Kate, I seem to be conservative in many of my views, but why do we constantly have to pick on people for their sexuality? You know the whole deal with those that are transgender that can't help themselves in the chromosome thing and whatnot, and how many sadly have ended their lives and all because of prejudice. And we are such an intolerant bunch of bigot idiots sometimes when it comes to our own people. Why can't we let people just be and live their life? Love that last sentiment. Why can't we just let people be? There's a hashtag floating around that says, you do you, and I'll do me. I mean, it's not meaning what you think, meaning you'll just be who you are, and I'll be who I am. And then on the other hand, I got this one from Philip, and he says, Kate, I'm not a prejudiced person, I swear I'm not. And I know that when you read this, there are people that some will cringe and some will say absolutely, or say I'm not even being hard enough. As the father of a young girl who I've protected from all the nonsense in the world as much as I can so she can flourish and just have a normal childhood, whatever that is anymore, I'm offended and worried about this bathroom situation. Withdrawing funding seems wrong. Seems wrong to pick on kids who are struggling with their identity issues. But also, I don't want the excuse of somebody being the wrong person, being in the bathroom under the guise, maybe even, of being transgender, and my daughter having to be there for that. Why does she constantly have to be exposed to all kinds of things? And then I listen to the girls of her generation speak, and I think, well, maybe I'm just an old fogey. They don't seem to care about gay or trans or this or that, while they just do their whatever regular teenager nonsense is. So maybe I'm confused. I'm not really sure. Question mark, question mark, question mark. I think the world is, I think everybody's confused. I think everybody's confused about what does this mean. But if you look at Title IX, see, here's the thing. It's like when we talk about the Constitution and you say, listen, the Constitution says this, this, and this, and we have these constitutional lawyers who specialize in that's not right and this is a misinterpretation of the Constitution. Well, if you look at Title IX, clearly Title IX would favor, that's the problem if for anybody who's worried, it would favor that you'd have to change. Trust me, we've just started to hear the arguments on this one. Stay with us.
And watch it ignite. I look at the desktop like a brilliant jewel, depicting a rainforest covered in dew.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yes, we come to that point in the show, the end of the road, here for this hour, where we need to liven things up. We've got a missing plane, long TSA lines, people furious over confusion over bathrooms and who should use them, and ultimately the government's role in that, which, boy, we are a long way away from the end of that line. That goes all the way up to the Supremes, no question about that. We've got an ex-baseball player saying he put HGH in his cereal. You wonder what they were hyped up on, huh? Wonder who the ex-MLB-er was. Would you be surprised to know it was somebody I watched as a kid, Lenny Dykstra, Nails. He played for the Philadelphia Phillies. Boy, his life took a wild turn, so that's not a shock to me to hear him say that, but he put it on his cereal. Nice. And then, of course, we have the arguments over tax returns being released, and Trump wants the VP's tax returns. Whoever the VP is, we want their tax returns. We don't know yet at this point. We want everything released. Just release it all. And like I said, we have 69 people on a jet from Paris to Cairo. It's missing. That's all we know at this point. If there's anything else, nobody has said. There was explosions, by the way, that also shut down the New York City subway. somebody sent me from New York a fireball picture. It scared me to death. And then I looked to see closer because they didn't give me much explanation what it was. And it was a train service that had to be stopped in East Harlem. A tractor trailer. See, because there's no explanation. A tractor trailer caught fire and caused this explosion beneath a set of elevated tracks. And it looked like a scene from a movie. Like, oh, this can't be happening in New York. You got to be kidding me. Anybody that heard that or was above ground, that had to freak them out. I mean, it had to. So on that note, a lot of you were pretty forthright and sent me some dumb things that you've done. So let's go to another edition of Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dumb, 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 dumb. I warned you, but did you listen to me? Oh, no, you knew it all, didn't you? Oh, it's just a harmless little bunny, isn't it? Well, it's always the same. I always tell them, do they listen to me?
Right.
Oh, no.
Shut up!
Yeah, dump dump. All right, so let's start with Don, who says, oh, Kate, I must confess, I don't know what I was thinking, but I took my top. I had an old convertible, you know, where you used to just kind of lift them off. I think you know what I'm talking about. It wasn't the roll back kind. It was a kind, it was a hard top. You pull it off and then you would put it back on. Maybe I'm not describing it right, but just picture you take the can, the top of the can off, and you throw the can away. Or you throw the top of the can away. I threw the top of the convertible in my garage on a sunny, sunny day. Went to meet a few buddies to play a little round of some golf. We're halfway through going like to the 10th hole, which is pretty far away from the parking lot and the clubhouse. And of course, my precious, precious convertible was more like a bathtub by the time I got to it. Yeah, the weather. Don't they say it changes? You know, in Texas, they say you don't like the weather, wait another 10 minutes and it's going to be different. I think almost anywhere we can say that now at this point. I had an incident with that, too, where I had a leaky convertible. And this was, I was in Monterey. You reminded me of this. I'm going to make you feel better, John. And I was in Cannery Row. I was on Cannery Row. Remember John Steinbeck's book? I thought it'd be so cool to go see it. And then I went and I was like, this is not like the book. But I went and Monterey was great. So I was there and I was meeting some people. Same thing. Whoa, weather's beautiful, not a cloud in the sky. Of course, there's a little bit of a leak in the car on the roof. I wasn't quite a bathtub, but let's just say it wasn't really that pleasant. I learned from that mistake, Don, so I feel you. Yeah, you got to get it cleaned out. Cost you a little bit. Mm-hmm. All right, how about this one from Eric? Kate, my family had a family reunion, and I decided my mother had made these fabulous turkeys for Thanksgiving and on other occasions, and I thought, why can't we have a reverse Thanksgiving where we give thanks the fact that we could all get together because my family is so big and it's such a rare occasion. Let me tell you, I decided I was going to be responsible for the turkey. No sweat. I looked up directions on cooking turkeys. I didn't want to ask my mother. I wanted to be the big surprise guy. And the big surprise was on me when I realized I hadn't even turned on the oven. So needless to say, there was nothing main course to eat. We all ate Chinese, and for the rest of my life, I'm certain I will be the butt of all jokes. There is a lesson here. Confucius says, turn on the bloody oven. I bet that's happened to plenty of people who thought they had the oven on, and they didn't. And then realized it before dinner. There's a lot of turkey mishaps anyway. Turkey seemingly can be easy to make, right? But And not necessarily. You got to really keep your eye on it. You got to watch that whole timing thing. How big is it? How many hours? The thawing? How are you doing it? So bravo that you took that on, and too bad that you didn't realize a few things when you thought it was so easy. You know what you do? We're all ADD anymore. We are. We forget everything. You set yourself reminders. Put it on your iPhone, piece of paper, whatever it is. Make sure the oven's turned on. You have to do that next time. All right, how about this one from Michael, who says, "Hi, Kate. I have to tell you that I really screwed up. I really screwed up so bad. It's maybe more than a dumb thing. My friends were so kind to give my family the cabin that they had by a lake. The cabin, it was just pitch dark by the time we got there with all the kids, etc. And they gave me two sets of keys. There was a keys to a boathouse. Imagine that. There was keys to the main cabin. I felt like a king going to my castle in the woods that I was borrowing with my young lads and my wife. Packed up everything. I looked like Papa Geppetto. It was flying out of the car. By the time we got there, I realized I had left the keys back home. Back home was 4 hours in my rearview mirror. We had to spend the night in a hotel. The next day I got up early, drove, got the keys, drove back. So needless to say, for me, it was something like 16 hours. I was pretty much wiped out for a day and a half. Always make sure you carry your keys. Maybe I shouldn't make fun of those old janitor types that had those giant key rings, because I guess they always knew where the keys were. Yeah, you did the right thing, though. What are you going to do? You didn't drive back that night, so it was 4 hours, and then you had to drive back in the morning, and then you had to drive back again. Oh, that would be so depressing. I would just get a giant cup of coffee, and I would have gotten up early. I'm sure that's what he did, and I would have just drove back. I would have gotten lunch somewhere, would have got back in the car, got the keys. You know, a lot of this is about forgetting. Forgetting ovens turned on, forgetting about keys, forgetting about, you know, oops, the weather could change, and taking the top off. So there's kind of a little bit of a theme, I think, for this dumb things. And that's part of what happens to us. Our mishaps, our foibles often are from that, from leaving something behind. A few of you, or two people in the past, have definitely talked about leaving their licenses behind when they had to go to the airport, and then they had nothing with identification and had to go back home and missed a flight. I know we've had at least two of those. Oh, that's rough. If you've done something dumb, oh, I'm just sure you have, send it to me at americatonight.net. Rock on, folks. Thanks for listening.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.